Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Hello, Wendy Lady.
Hello, Darren.
So, allegedly, free face cream samples are proving to be very expensive for a lot of South African women.
Yeah, well, I could say that is a fact. And not just South African women, it's actually a global scam.
Oh.
And the epicenter of it appears to be in the US of A, where these products are churned out with ever-changing names and marketed on all sorts of internet sites, right?
Okay.
So the US's Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has in the last few years been investigating a number of these companies, and they've actually managed in a few states to stop them doing business.
Okay.
Because it's really, not on. What they typically do is falsely claim that local celebrities endorse the product. So in this country, I've seen in Anele Unati, they claim that they've left their careers and are now endorsing these products. They offer free samples and then ask consumers' bank details so that they can pay for the delivery of those freebies, right? So it's not, you're not paying for the product, you're paying for them to be delivered to you. But the well-hidden terms and omissions. The well-hidden terms and conditions commit those who respond for those free samples to an auto-shipment program, which sends you a one-month supply every 30 days and then credits your debits your credit card with a few thousand rand in the case of South Africans because of the exchange rate.
Per person. So there's
per product every month.
No samples.
No, just very expensive little 30 milliliter pots of face cream, pots of promise. It's an online shopping trap which catches many, and the banks won't entertain disputes from victims of it because they say these disputes are invalid because of the fact that cardholders give their consent, unwittingly.
Mm.
Okay, they're not reading the terms and conditions and not even finding them in many cases.
We know that we've learned the hard way. Banks are not there to police your T's and C's.
Exactly. So a product which a lot of South African women are currently falling for goes by the name of Jouvence. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Jouvence. One of those women was Bilkis Essa, who told me how early last month she watched a short clip from an episode of the South African version of the reality show Shark Tank, apparently featuring two women getting investment for their cosmetics products because they were so fantastic, and that was Jouvence, right? All fake. The woman in that clip are sisters, but they triumphed on the US version of Shark Tank with their swimwear business. That clip, their image, has been repeatedly cropped and used by skin cream scammers. Oh, wow.
That's a tongue twister of note.
Skin cream scammers, much to the Shark Tank producers' frustration,
sure,
as you can imagine. So Bilkis was impressed by that clip and she thought, oh, yay, let's support these two sisters. And she decided to pay 70 Rand and 68 Rand, respectively, for those two samples of two products, the repair cream and the eye cream, to be sent to her.
Mm-hmm.
What she got weren't samples, and they were far from free. Her credit card was debited for 1,354 Rand for the one cream and 1,297 for the other. Okay. And when she disputed this in shock and horror with her bank, she was told that there was nothing that could be done to stop the payment because she'd accepted the terms and conditions, even if you did not read them, APSA told her. Okay. So, and their cut and paste response to her told me that lot of people who've been scammed by this scheme had turned to the bank for help and not got it. So after pestering the delivery company, Parcel Ninja, Bilkis, she did this every day, relentlessly. She was then refunded just a few days ago. But if you have a look at Hello Peter, you'll see that many, many women who've fallen for this and had these thousands on their credit, come off their credit card account, have not got their money back.
Yeah.
So the crutch for me is disclosure. CPA is all about disclosure. The fact that they'll be billed at 1,354 Rand, and in the case of the one cream, every month for a product that, unless they cancelled within 18 days, and they don't normally know that because the billing doesn't happen in that time. That fact should be impossible to miss. It should not be hidden behind a link. It should be right there, big and bold. But Bilkis says she doesn't recall seeing any disclosure of those big amounts, as do many others. She says nowhere did it state that I would not be getting samples and I would be getting the actual product for that huge price. She says it's misleading and deceptive. And others have said the same thing. Interestingly, when I was researching this story, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission of the US, warns that for those transacting on a smartphone, that information is often buried behind a terms and conditions hyperlink. So it might be harder to see these things on a smartphone than on a tablet or a laptop or desktop or whatever. Many South Africans have actually cancelled their cards for fear of future debits because they just feel that their account is out of their control now. This week, I did try to get some comment from the local company, which fields complaints from South African consumers at the email address support@trajuvenz.com, and I got no response, but I wasn't really expecting one. Okay, so the lessons here. Be very wary of pop-up adverts on news sites, on Facebook and the like. Yeah. If you're going to buy online from foreign sites, stick to the big name sites. Be aware of free offers, free holidays, free gifts, etc. This was a favorite of the timeshare industry, and at 11 o'clock today, the NCC's report on that industry is coming out.
I didn't think you were going to say anything about that.
No, well, I can't. It's coming out at 11. So
this is the big one.
It's the big one I've been waiting for. A lot of us have been waiting for.
The timeshare one.
20 years of covering, especially the way these things are marketed.
After 11 today, make sure you're watching all of Wendy Nola's social. She is going to relish this one.
Not just me, everyone else as well, but I am going to enjoy it. Beware of anything free. And before you commit your credit card details to any website, make sure that you've read every bit of small print behind every link. Just go mad. And if you can, as I said, do this on a desktop or laptop rather than a smartphone because everything's going to display better.
All right. Thank you, Wendy. It's good to know that you're bringing it to us that these scammers are still out there, but it's not going to distract from the little bombshell that you gave us. Wendy has been on this timeshare thing for over a decade. And today, after 11, there is going to be a bombshell. Wendy is going to be there.
Well, I hope it's a bombshell. I'm pretty sure that the National Consumer Commission did this roadshow last year. You remember? Over the place, got all the evidence, all the input, and now they're giving their recommendations of what should happen to this industry.
Make sure you are on Wendy Nola's Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer
after and Twitter.
And Twitter, Wendy Nola Consumer after 11 today. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. East Coast Breakfast.